Well, praise the Lord and greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to worship with us here at Mount Calvary Miracle Temple Apostolic Church, where our pastor is the Honorable District Elder Johnny Magnus. Please enjoy the wonderful Word of God. God bless you.
The other two, it's like I've had to take more over with them because she's preoccupied and it's been something. Amen. Amen. I'm learning how to change a diaper all over again. Y'all pray for me. Amen. But it's certainly a good thing, and it's a blessing, and we thank and praise God for. So I'm not gonna make it for you very long. As I said, I'm very tired. I feel pretty good now that I'm here in the house of God after we've done have prayer and sing praises. But you would go with me to a very familiar verse of scripture in the book of Psalms 124. Psalm 124, and we're going to read just one verse, verse 1. Most of you, probably everybody up in here can quote that. Psalm 124 and 1. And when you have it, you'd be so kind to stand with us. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you for all that you've done for us on this morning. Thank you for every door you've opened, for every way that you've made, every blessing that you have given. Father in heaven, we exalt, praise, and magnify your holy name. We ask, oh God, that you would speak to our hearts on this morning. Allow my tongue to be that as the pen of a ready writer. God, I ask that you would get all the glory and all the praise, all the honor, oh God. Speak to our hearts and speak to our minds, oh God. Even out there on Facebook land, on YouTube land, oh God, touch somebody, oh God. You, oh God, know what you want your people to hear on this morning. You know what every last one of us stand in need of. And I ask you right now in the name of Jesus Christ to touch somebody right now. Heal, oh God, deliver and set free. God, we give your name all the praise. We give you the glory and we give you the honor right now. Jesus Christ, we say thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do, and everything that you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank God, and all God's people said, amen. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. This here is an incredibly familiar verse of scripture that we find in the book of Psalms. I think it's one of probably a verse that I have probably been able to quote ever since I was a little fella, one of those verses that we teach our children while they're young and they're able to quote and or recite. And I think if I were to title this message anything, it's just "The Lord on My Side." I think it's quite critical that we have to remember that God is on our side. And looking at this text, it is a Song of Degrees by King David. And when I think about this text, there's a lot that Israel had to be thankful for. We all know that God spoke to Abraham, and God got him out of his father's house, and God spoke to Abraham, amen, when he didn't have any children, and said, you are going to have a son. We know the Bible story, but as I thought about the Bible story, I began to think about how God can tell you something that ain't even possible. Amen. And how you, as the Bible says, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God. Abraham believed God for the absolute impossible. Told him that he was going to have a son. He was the first one to have the gospel preached to him. And as much as God told him that in thee will all the families of the earth be blessed. And you know what happened, amen, that Abraham tried to get in God's business and go about it his own way to get his son. But you know, it's quite critical that we understand on this morning that it is that we need to stay out of God's business.
Right.
Everything that God is doing, is planning, has a purpose for. He doesn't need your help to do it. Amen. He does not need me to get my hands involved to help him. Amen. I saw a meme on Facebook that said, when God said, you know, after you prayed for something, sometimes you want to go and ask God, hey, have you forgotten about me yet? Amen. I don't know if I'm the only one. God, you said this was going to happen, but is this going to happen? Are you sure it's going? Sometimes God just wants you to just shut your mouth and stay out of the way. The Bible says that, you know, God told him that, all the families of the earth are going to be blessed. And God told him that he was going to give him a heavenly seed and an earthly seed. The heavenly seed has the stars of the sky, and the earthly seed is the sand of the seashore. And that we know what happened here, that God blessed Abraham finally after Abraham was no longer able to do it. That's why I believe it waited so long. Because see, it's something, because if God says that such and such is going to happen and it looks like I did it, then all of a sudden Brian is a bad boy, amen? But if God waits until you have absolutely nothing to do about it, then you have no other choice but to give God all the praise.
Amen.
Amen. I'm reminded of, they called us and told us that one of the tests, I'm going to just say it before I got the testimony because I already know, but one of the tests that they did on our child came back with some positive for some kind of illness that can be terminal, that can kill our child. And after we got off the phone, as my wife is listening to him on speakerphone and all this, I just sat there and I looked at her kind of puzzled. And after she got off the phone with the nurse, you know, they made the test and said, we're going to have another test for your child, Emerson, and we got to get you back up to St. Francis. I said out loud, try harder, devil, because I know for a fact that that just ain't it. The reason I say that, saints of God, the reason why I can speak like that is because after you have suffered a couple things, after God has brought you out of things before, you look at stuff all together different. You look at stuff in such a way that I know that you are trying to take me off track and take my focus off on God. But I finally, after 20-something years of being saved, know too much about God.
Amen.
I know that my Redeemer yet lived. And I know that as long as God is able to hang the sun up in the sky, God is taking care of my children. That's why you and I have to, that's why, as Jesus said, to take no thought for tomorrow.
Amen.
God has it all in his hands. And there is not nothing that you or I need to do. Let me just put it like this. You can't help God.
Amen.
I cannot help God. I am rather finite. I'm rather minuscule. And as one scripture says, that my as the heavens are above the earth, so are my thoughts past your thoughts. All I want you to do is trust me in the midst of hell. And then trust me when it's dark. Trust me when it's ugly. Trust me when it doesn't make sense. Trust me, amen, when it's uncomfortable. Anybody ever had to trust God when it's uncomfortable? Amen. Has anybody ever had to trust God when you ain't got no food to feed your children? Hello, somebody. Anybody ever had to trust God when you ain't got the money to pay the bill and you looking at the disconnect notice in the face and you got to trust God instead?
Preach.
Amen. I come to tell you that after I've had to trust God a few times, I found out that all I got to do is wait on my change.
Amen.
All I got to do is sit back and say, God, I don't know how it's going to work out, but I trust you in the Lord Jehovah, because in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting. Feel like preaching. Amen. I come to tell you this morning, saints, that it is critical for us to understand that we need to stay out of God's way. Because every time, amen, I have turned around, it seemed like God is making another way. Hello, somebody. Amen. It's stuff on the job, stuff in the home, stuff just everywhere. Amen. I thank God that I'm beginning to grow in my spirituality. So much so that I just believe God for the crazy.
Yes.
Amen.
Why not me?
Amen.
Why can't God save my children?
Amen.
Why can't God, amen, fix my marriage? Why can't God put some money in my bank account? Why can't I live in that house? Why can't I drive that car? He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Why can't we be? Amen. We know the Bible story. I didn't mean to say all that. That ain't even in my notes. But amen. We know what the Bible story. Amen. The Bible says that, amen, God gave, amen, Abraham Isaac. And amen, gave him Isaac. And then, amen, Isaac had some children. Amen. And then Jacob had 12 sons. And we know, praise the name of God, that amen, after we get that, Jacob, amen, one of his sons gets sold and ends up down there in where? Egypt. Amen. I'm trying to hasten on. Y'all know I'm leaving out a whole lot of good stuff. Amen. But amen, the Bible says that as they got down there in Egypt, what was it, 70-some people that I believe went down there to Egypt, and within a period of time, they had grew to over somewhere between 600,000 to 4 million people, somewhere, amen, in that number. And praise the Lord, the Bible lets me know that as they began to grow in size, that the Egyptians started to be concerned with this number of foreign people living in their land. So the Bible says that the Egyptians decided to enslave the children of Israel. They decided to take them, amen, captive and force them to do, amen, what they wanted them to do and would not allow them to have, amen, their freedom. And praise the name of God. That's where, praise God, we have to get to a man by the name of Moses. Amen. The Bible lets me know that when Moses comes on the scene, that there was an edict put out to, amen, kill all the young men. Amen. And so what Moses' mother did, which is something that is unconceivable, she put the boy in a basket and floated him down river. Now, I say unconceivable because 3 weeks today, amen, 3 weeks at 3:33 this afternoon, I have a young child. Amen. And praise the name of God. I cannot think about putting my son, Emerson, in a basket and floating him down the Arkansas River. Amen. I'm pretty sure if I put my child in a basket by himself and floated him down a river, every last one of y'all would call the police on me. Hello, somebody. Amen. But she did that because she felt as if that was the only way to save her child's life.
Amen.
She did that because she felt that that was the only thing that was going to be able to sustain her child. And praise the name of God. Only when you start getting God involved does God make you do or have you moving in the impossible, because he has a plan to work this thing all the way out. Amen. The Bible says that, amen, that a woman, Pharaoh's daughter, saints of God, picked Moses up out of the water. And she named him Moses. We don't know what, amen, his mother named him, but he has the name Moses because Moses means out of the water. And amen, she picked him up out of the water. Amen. Moses received, amen, the teaching and the learning, amen, from the greatest individuals on the face of the earth. I say that these were the most knowledgeable and richest people because at the time, Egypt was the sole world power at that time. And amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says, lets me know that he was taught by them. He was, amen, amen, instructed by them. He received all the knowledge from those Egyptians down there in Egypt. And amen, what I like about that story is that, amen, also Moses' mother got paid to watch her own child. And the only God has the ability, amen, to work something out so crazy that you get paid to watch your own child. Amen. Well, I come to tell you, amen, get out of God's way and let God work some stuff out. There's somebody in this room right now who is in God's way. I come to tell you, get out of his way and let him fix that problem for you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. The Bible says, the Bible lets me know, church, that amen, that as he was taught by them, that he was supposed to succeed Pharaoh. Hello, somebody. Am I still in the Bible? Amen. The Bible lets me know that he was supposed to succeed Pharaoh. And amen, the Bible lets me know that, amen, after, amen, he killed that man and the man passed away, that he took off running down there to the desert because he knew What, praise the Lord, was the penalty of what he did? Amen. I'm going to get where I'm going in just a minute, but let me try to rock this thing and build this thing up a little bit. Amen. The Bible lets me know that he took him back down there, amen, down there to the desert, and he spent 40 years on the where? The backside of the desert. And amen, I don't know where the backside of the desert was, but it sounds like it was pretty far from civilization. Sometimes in our walk with God, God has to take you to a place or isolate you to where it is only you and him, so he can show you what he is trying to show you and give you what he wants to give you. Amen. I cannot always hear clearly when I'm in the midst of everything going on. I cannot always hear clearly when I got the music up and I got the work and I got my kids, I got my wife. But sometimes when God takes me away, God can start to show me a couple things, and I can hear God tell me, turn right, stop, move, turn left, invite them to church, go here, go there. Sometimes we gotta steal away where it is just us and God, and praise the name of God. God will show up in the midst of what we're going through and tell us what he wants to let us know.
Amen.
The Bible, amen, lets me know that, amen, that as he was down there for 40 years on the backside of the desert, never saints of God, never shun, amen, your experience on the backside, amen, because it's that backside experience out there in the middle of nowhere, out there by yourself, amen, out there where it doesn't quite add up, that it's that experience that God will teach you and instill some things in you. See, saints of God, for example, can I testify for a minute? Amen, we already have testimony service, but can I testify, amen, about, amen, what God has done for me? See, saints of God, I cannot pray the healing prayer and pray and talk to God like I talk to him unless I have had to be healed. What God has had to heal me from, because saints, I was born with a hole in my heart. Yes, Elder Campbell, the one that can bench press over 300 pounds, amen, that's all right. Amen, the one that can bench press over 300 pounds has a hole in his heart. And amen, as he has the hole in his heart, I had heart surgery at the age of 17. And amen, they told me that you will be lucky to live to be the age of 27. Well, saints of God, I'll be 38 next March. Amen. You see, in order for you to believe that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than you can ask or think, you have had to have been put in a position to where you have been forced to believe God. Amen. I've had times to where I have not known how, amen, stuff was going to work together. But amen, I come to tell you that all things work together. That's why, amen, that's why you got to get your head back in this word. Amen, you got to focus and look to what God is saying in this book, because it is only in the word of God that God will give you the strength to survive, the strength to sustain, the strength to hold on, the strength to have to trust in him, the strength to believe him, no matter what the devil comes with you with, no matter what happens in your life. I am going to trust in the word of God. I am going to trust in the Lord. I am going to be steadfast, say, I'm going to be unmovable, church. I am always going to abound in what, amen, he says, amen. The Bible tells me, saints, I'm trying not to get too excited here, but it's hard not to get excited when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that God has done for me. It's hard for me not to contain myself when I think back to what God has done. See, amen, I testify and talk about the goodness of God like that, because I have had many times where I reflected about God, amen, bringing me out. I've had many times, church, where I've had the day, amen, thank and praise God that he kept my mind in perfect peace. I've had many times, church, where I should have been gone, but thanks be to God, the God that we serve is able. Amen. The Bible tells me, saints, that, amen, he was then raised up there in Pharaoh's house. And as he was, amen, raised in Pharaoh's house, the Bible, amen, lets me know, church, if you will, that, amen, that God, amen, went to, amen, speak to Moses, praise God, as he spoke to him, amen. He spoke to him out of what? Out of a burning bush that was not consumed. Amen. Struggle with that, amen, the other night when I was thinking about that scripture, because, amen, only God has the capability to use you while replenishing you at the same time, amen, so much so that you, amen, are never burnt out working for God.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, church, only what you do for Christ will last.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Bible says, praise the Lord, he called them. And what did he tell them that? He said, I have seen the affliction of my people. Amen. I've seen exactly what my people are going through. I come to tell everybody in this room and everybody out there on Facebook, God sees exactly what you're going through. Amen. Don't you let the devil confuse you. Don't you let the devil make you think that God does not care, that God is not interested, that God, amen, is not thinking about you. God sees what you are going through. God sees the tears you cry. He sees the pain that you have. He sees the hurt that you have. And I come to tell you this morning that God says that, tell them that I am is coming, that I'm going to show up and make a way. I'm going to show up and heal you. I'm going to show up and fix up for you. I'm not going to send Michael, I'm not going to send Gabriel, but I'm coming myself. No matter what you're going through, I will be there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible tells me, saints, that amen, God told Moses that I have seen it, and I'm now involved in this little mess. Amen. Isn't that something? Isn't it encouraging to me, church, when God says, now I'm involved in it? You go sit down. I got this from here on. Hey, amen. I got this from here on out. Somebody needs to believe that God is now involved in your problem. Yeah. Amen. The Bible tells me, the Bible says to me, church, that amen, that he went back there, saints, and told Pharaoh that it's time to let my people go. And amen, the Bible lets me know that he brought them 10 plagues out there. And he brought the locusts, the pestilence, the lice. Amen. He brought, amen, the frogs. Amen. He turned the water into blood. He did all these things. And Lord have mercy, he did all these things trying, saints, amen, to get him to, amen, let the people go. But the Bible lets me know that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Amen. Only because we need to be able to see God working in the midst of what's going on around us. Lord have mercy. It is not until church to where Bibles tells me that Moses told the people, amen, amen, put the blood on the door, saints. And as you put the blood on the door, church, that God is going to come and take all the children, amen, of the folks that ain't covered by the blood. That's why I come to tell everybody in this room that the baptism in Jesus' name is so important for you all this morning. Amen. Why do you say the baptism in Jesus' name, preacher? How do you get from the blood back there in Egypt, amen, up here to the baptism in Jesus' name? Because the only way that you get to the blood of Jesus, amen, because when the blood, when you have the blood applied to your life, that is when you go down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You have the blood applied to you, amen, to where no longer God does not see who I am, but when God looks at me, he sees the blood of Jesus that's covering over me. He sees the blood that reaches to the highest mountain and down to the lowest valley. It's only the blood of Jesus, church, that is able to cleanse my life. And I thank and praise God today, saints, that when I'm covered by the blood, no matter what the devil tries to do, no matter what the devil tries to say, we are covered by the blood. And it's only by the blood of Jesus I can thank and praise God. Now I can testify, saints, that God walks with me, that he talks with me, church. He tells me I'm his own, only by the blood of Jesus. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. Hide me in your blood. When I see the blood, church, that's a message right there. Because when the devil sees the blood, he can't come over your house. When the devil sees the blood, church, he can't take your children. When the devil sees the blood, he cannot mess with you. That's why he has to go and have to talk to God about it. And God said, well, you can go this far, but you can't take over, because they are covered by the blood. I come to tell you, saints, that you are covered on this morning. You are covered by his power. You're covered by his power. You're covered by the anointing. You're covered by the blood. This God before us, saints, tell me who, church, is able to be against us. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Clap your hands and give him a praise. Amen. God is our sustainer, if you will. And please take your seats. Take your seats. Lord, have mercy. Amen. That's what I find. Amen. As I try to hasten on, I'm sorry that, amen, I hastened on through the Old Testament search. But when I read this scripture, that is the first thing that I think about right there. Amen. It's what God did for the children of Israel. And amen, just like he did it for the children of Israel. Amen. These things happen for our own admonition, saints, and for our own example, upon whom the ends of the world world have come. What does that mean, saints? What happened back there to Israel church is an example to us in the New Testament that God is able to even bring you and I out. God is able, saints, to make a way for you out of nowhere. God is able, church, to fix it for you. The Bible tells me that I've walked through this scripture. The Bible talks about in Psalms 118 and in verse number 6, it says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. I'm not thinking about what folks talking about me say. I'm not thinking about church, how folks lying on me. Because God is on my side. I trust in the Lord because he is with me, saints. Psalms 118, verse 8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. I told you last time that God will not, he's not able to fail you. He cannot turn you around. He cannot walk out on you. But God is able to keep you. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, keep you from turning around, keep you from losing, keep you from failing. God won't fail. Down here in the scripture, he said, I'll never leave you, saints. I will never forsake your church. I'm going to be with you always. Isn't that something? Don't you get excited right there? I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. When I'm crying at night, when stuff doesn't make sense, when I'm sick in my body, when I want to give up, I will never leave you. I'll never turn my back on you. I'll never walk away from you. I got you, church. I got you right now. Give God some praise. Give God a shout. Lord, have mercy. That's why I want the word of God. Because he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. In the book of Hebrews, church, you know he said in the New Testament, there's plenty of examples all throughout your Bible. Hebrews 13 and 6 says, so now, so that we may come boldly, we may boldly say, church, that the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. Why? Because God is my helper. God is my strength. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we then say for all of these things? If God be for us, church, who can be against us? If God is for us, church, what can come against us? If God is for us, 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 God is for us. I'm going to say it until you believe it. God is for us, God is for us. What can come against us? What can stop us? What can separate us from the love of God? What can make me turn around? What can make me quit? For God I'll live. For God I'll die. I trust him. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Where would I be? If it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, where would I be? If it wasn't for the power of God, where would I be? Without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, I'd be tricked. Like a ship without a sail. That's why can't nobody, do me like Jesus.
Amen.
Can't nobody do me like the Lord. It don't even add up. But can't nobody do you like Jesus. I don't even know why. My mama used to sing a song. She called me every day. She used to sing a song. I'm just hearing her sing it. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why Jesus cares. Y'all know that? I don't know why he would sacrifice his life. What's that favorite part? Oh, but I'm glad. Look beyond my faults. Saw my needs. Saw me, amen, polluted in my own blood. Not worth saving. But he looked down and said, I love you. And he looked down and said, I'm on your side.
Yes, Lord.
That's why I come to tell you who's on God's side this morning.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
When I look at all of the benefits, what does that scripture say? And forgetting out all of his benefits.
Yes.
It's so many benefits throughout this book.
Hallelujah.
Just being saved gets you all kind of stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just by association.
Hallelujah.
Gets you all kind of stuff.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes you don't even need no money. You just got Jesus.
Yes.
You walk up. Hey, I don't know why. You just come on in for free.
Hallelujah.
Well, you sure I don't have to? No, no, you're fine. It's something about you. You know when they say it's something about you, you know what that something is, right? Amen. The Holy Ghost is all over you, in front of you. He's walking with you. Amen. I heard, amen. I ain't trying to shun nobody. They say, but you know, one preacher said favor is not fair. But I believe favor is fair. Why? Because the God I serve is just and true. And God said, I'm concerned about you, and I got you covered.
Amen.
I am with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I'm going to be with you always.
Hallelujah.
I'm through.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what God gave
me.
That's what God gave me. God is able. He is on our side. And when I think back to everything, I'm 37 years old. I mean, I know I'm young. I don't feel young. But I know. We sitting up here like, man, I don't know how I'm going to get through it. I don't know how I'm going to overcome this. I don't know how I'm going to get past this. Sometimes God will give you peace. Have you ever had, is there anybody in here that's ever been going through like one of the worst trials of the absolute worst and God gives you peace?
Amen.
Like peace that doesn't add up. Like, why are you so calm when everything is on fire?
Hallelujah.
Peace that surpasses all. Yeah, the house is on fire. I'm okay. Aren't you concerned? God will figure it out. Don't you care? Yeah. God will figure it out. They told you you're going to die. That's God's business, not mine. I can say that because they told me I was going to die. 10 years later, Pastor, I'm still here. Preaching to y'all in Oklahoma. They said that in Michigan.
Thank you, Jesus.
They actually, it would have been 20 years ago because I was 17 when they said it.
Thank you, Lord.
They said if you're lucky, you'll make it 10 years. Then they tried to say, well, you have AFib, and so now you got to take this pill that doesn't let your heart get up to speed and do all this, and you have this, it's going to cause these problems, all that. I haven't taken any medication for my heart, and
Thank you, Lord.
I forgot.
Thank you, Jesus.
Why? Because God is on our side. Some of the stuff that we are dealing with, saints, we allow it to stop us and block us. And God has said, no, I want to use that as a testimony of how I'm able to bring you out.
Amen.
Stop allowing your test and trial to stop you.
Thank you, Jesus.
What am I supposed to do? Give God praise in the middle of it.
Amen.
When I'm waiting, if I'm waiting, what am I supposed to do while I'm waiting? Serve Him.
Amen.
Serve the Lord with gladness. I'm going through, but I'm going to praise Him.
Amen.
I'm going through, but I'm going to live. I'm going to still live right. I'm going through, but I don't understand it, but I'm going to still give God the glory.
Amen.
God is on our side. If anyone would like to be saved, you're more than welcome to come at this time as our altar works moving place. Or if you would like prayer, you're more than welcome to come at this time. You are more than welcome to come at this time. If you would like prayer, you are more than welcome.